Grace and peace in the name of Jesus, our blessed King, who's come to deliver us and has. Amen. Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray as we consider the Word of God. Lord, you are King of all. We praise you for the victory, the sure victory you've won over sin. It's forgiven over death. You've conquered it over the devil and all hell, over everything. We praise you this day. We worship you. And now may we ever hear your word and believe and desire to follow you all our days. This week and onward, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let it all out. Go ahead, let it all out. We tend to say that to somebody who's kind of got something bottled inside. We might say to them, let it out. Come on, go ahead and let it all out. Don't keep it inside. Let it all out. Well, Palm Sunday is a day to kind of let it all out for the church. We're not reserved today. We're not subdued. We've come through the season of Lent, and Lent always is a time we're a little bit reserved in the church. We're humble. We're subdued. We cut out parts of the liturgy, even the day we have parts out, because we're not to Easter yet. That's next Sunday. We sing somber hymns. We kind of hold it inside. Humble. Finally, at Palm Sunday now. And then next Sunday, Easter, is even louder. It's a time to let it all out. This is a day to shout. Not a day to whisper. It's a day to shout. Zechariah, the first reading today from the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice, O daughter of Jerusalem. Shout aloud. Shout aloud, he says. It's a day to shout. Let it out. And there are three shouts that we proclaim and that one we listen to on this day and through this week. For it's the greatest shout of all. First of all, this day, this Palm Sunday, the day to shout, for the church to shout, in praise. We can't praise our God enough this day and every day. The shout of praise. You don't praise God with some kind of weak voice. With all my inmost being I praise Him, for He gave me His very inmost being. Day to shout praise, adoration, thanksgiving. All hail the power of Jesus' name. All glory, laud, and honor. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Not restrained, not subdued, the shout of praise. The crowd in Mark 11, the Palm Sunday Gospel, is a good example. The crowd is not sitting and watching. Let's see what Jesus is up to. They don't have something else to do on their schedule that day. Oh, I got something else to do. I don't think I can make it quite. To see Jesus ride in. They're there and they are participating. They lay their coats before Him. They wave palm branches. They sing. They shout. They're not there to be entertained by Jesus. They're there to worship. To shout. To pray. To sing. To behold Him the King. Good example for a church that likes to be subdued and sit back and watch and do nothing and be bored. Or have something else better to do. Which is the American church often. Christ doesn't come at the right time for me. I have to work it into my schedule. The crowd's a great crowd here. They're there to shout praise to God. And a lesson of the Spirit, if they shout praise to God, it's only Palm Sunday. And in that day, Easter had not yet occurred. Christ is the King, but He hasn't conquered anything quite yet, has He, on Palm Sunday? He's just entered the city on a donkey. Does it look like a king to me? Does He look like a king to you? And yet they shout praise as if He's already won. Palm branches, victory. As if He already won. He hadn't won anything yet. And if they shout praise to a king who hasn't won anything yet, although they believe He will, how much more the church ought to shout praise this day when we know He's won. We live post-Easter and post-Good Friday. They hadn't in Mark 11. We know what happens this week. And so how much louder our praises to God and our adoration. You know, Holy Week's kind of like a roller coaster. Palm Sunday, we start off high on the roller coaster. It's a great day, and we know what's going to come Monday, Thursday, strip the altar, Good Friday, darkness, stations of the cross. We end at the tomb, silence, back down in the burial. And then Easter, back up. Roller coaster. Life's like that. There's ups in life. Everything's great. There's downs in life. Up and down. That's life. When you're on a roller coaster, what do you do the entire time? The kids could tell us. You pretty much scream the entire time. Whether you're up or you're down, you're wow, wow, you're all thrilled. Whether you're up or down, you're thrilled. You're holding on. Why? Because you know it's short. You'll make it back to home base safe. I'll be back at home base soon. Let's enjoy the ride, whether I'm down or up. And that's much of the Christian life. Whether I'm down here, sick, diseased, depressed, or really, really up, Palm Sunday, Easter, Good Friday, Monday, Thursday, no matter what, I will praise my God. I will hold on to my God because I know I'm going to make it home safe. He's going to get me home safe and sound in heaven. It's a short ride, really, our years on this earth. Hold on and trust He'll get you home and praise Him no matter what is in your life, up or down. There's a second shout. There's the shout of praise from the church. And then there's also the shout of pain from the church. The shout of penitence. The shout of repentance and confession. That's this week too. Let me be clear. I say this about every Holy Week. Let's be clear. This week we don't feel sorry for Jesus. The church doesn't cry for Jesus. We don't feel sorry for Jesus. He's King. When He dies on the cross, He's come to do what He's come to do. This is His purpose, His life, to give His life for us. It's what God's all about, to give His very life for us, to save us. God's doing what God wants to do. Don't feel sorry for Him. Jesus said to the women that were weeping, "Don't weep for me, weep for all those that don't believe." That's who we ought to cry for, the unbelievers. And then cry for our own sins that caused it. The shout of pain and penitence is the cry of the broken heart over sin. That's what we cry about, shout about. "Lord, I am a sinner, and I am a wretch, and I am a rebel. I am greedy, I am lustful, I am hateful. I don't love You, I don't love others as I ought. I am a wretch, I'm so sorry for my sins that led to Your death." That's the shout of pain. I have pain in my heart because I'm so sorry for what a wretch I am. And I see it at the cross, what my sin has done and how serious it is. I dare not underestimate it as You die for me. The shout of pain and penitence this week shows us how fickle we are. This is the week we see how fickle we are as human beings. Do we want Jesus or not? Palm Sunday, they want Jesus. Good Friday, kill Him. We're the same way. Do you really want Jesus or not? Some days I want Him. I love You, Jesus. I'm here. Other days, I got something else to do. Some days I'll pray. Other days I won't. I'll love my neighbor, then I won't. I hate my neighbor. I'll go to church, I won't. I'll commune, I won't. Whatever fits into my schedule, because I'm so greedy and selfish, is what I'll do. Divided hearts we have. We might love God, but we sure love the world and pleasure and things a little bit more than God. We are fickle, fickle people with our God. And what an illustration this week shows us. Palm Sunday, He rides into town as King. Good Friday, He's ridden out of town as a criminal. Palm Sunday, hail Him, hail Him. Good Friday, crucify Him, crucify Him. Well, do you want Him or not, crowd? Palm Sunday, they bow before Him. Good Friday, they beat Him with their fists and spit in His face. That's the world for you. Palm Sunday, we lay our coats before You and our palm branches before You. Good Friday, we lay a crown of thorns on Your head and get rid of them. How fickle we are. Do you want this Jesus or not? He hates a divided heart. And that's the world. That's what we struggle with. A true story of a man who was engaged. True story. He was engaged to be married, and they put a photo in the newspaper of their engagement, and they gave the wedding invitations out of a certain date they're going to get married. The man got cold feet. He didn't want to get married anymore. Then his friends told him, "Yeah, but it's late in the game, and you have a photo in the newspaper, and you send out invitations. Come on." You know what the man said? He said, "Well, since we've taken a picture, invitations have been sent. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and marry her. I guess I'll go ahead and marry her." How many of you ladies want to marry a guy like that? "I don't want to marry you, but I guess I'll go ahead and do it." Sick and pathetic. And this is the church and people with God. "I want You, God, but not really that much. I want You, but not really that much." And so there's the shout of the broken heart, God, I am a poor, miserable sinner. And we will say it a lot Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and certainly today and Easter. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Say it with me. Lord, have mercy. A little bit more of a shout. Lord, have mercy. But the loudest shout this day is not from us. We shout praise as the church. We shout in penitence and repentance. But the loudest shout is from God. On Palm Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, God is shouting. God is announcing. God is proclaiming. The heavens are announcing, proclaiming that God's at peace with us. Like Christmas, the angels pronounce peace on earth. That's Holy Week. God's at peace with us. God is reconciled to us. Jesus died for our sins, all of them. God does not count our sins against us. God is our friend. God is for us. God loves us. That is the shout of heaven at Holy Week. God is saying peace to you people who don't love me that much. Pardon to you. Forgiveness to you. Will we listen to that shout and believe that shout from God? You need to have ears. You need to listen. Be in church. You may have many worries and anxieties about the world. Don't. Because there's no worry about your relationship with God. God's at peace with me. And God forgives me. The cross is the evidence, the resurrection. And God loves me. You may worry about many things out there, but don't worry about your relationship with God. God loves us. And God is for us. And God's won the victory. And that is the shout of heaven. Do not be afraid. I've overcome the world and everything for you. Do you hear that? You know what this weekend is here in Knoxville? Did you go to the Big Ears Festival? That's what they call it, the Big Ears Festival. I guess there's all sorts of music and culture downtown. Fine. Oh, this is the Big Ears Festival for the church, Holy Week. This is the Big Ears Feast. Today, Monday, Thursday, come. Good Friday, come to both services. Easter, what do we have? 6 services this week. Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Monday, Thursday, 2 Easter. Come! Have big ears and hear the word of God. And hear the wonderful music proclaiming the gospel. And hear the word of God. And God saying, peace, peace, peace. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. And believe, it's for you. When I was a little boy in Indianapolis, I'd say to my mom when we entered Holy Week, oh, this is that really cool week. I get to carry in a palm branch. And on Monday, Thursday, they're going to take away all the stuff off the altar. That's kind of cool. And on Good Friday, they turn off the lights and the pastor bangs something. Cool. And on Easter, you have Easter lilies and all that crumpet. You have a lot of people there you never see the rest of the year. It's cool. Wonderful. And my mom would say, yes, it's all wonderful. And she pinched my fat little cheeks. But Paulie, it's about God's love. Nice little pinch. It's about God's love. Palm branches are nice, darkness. It's all very good. It's about God's love. Parents, tell your kids, grandkids, little kind, little soft pinch, Johnny, Susie, it's about God's love. God loves us. He's at peace with us. Let it all out. This is the week to let it all out. Next Sunday, we're really, really, really going to let it all out. Let's try it now. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. The shout of praise. The shout of penitence, but God's shout of peace and victory. Amen. Let us rise.